Okay. And the kinds of things up in the front of the room that teachers sit at are called?
Discs.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his...
fists.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a...
mosquito.
On a clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, what a lovely day, there's not a single...
cloud.
Right now, we are sitting inside your...
house.
If a small, troublesome animal was getting at your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, What word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that.
I'd say, dog.
Okay. Have you ever used the word vomit to mean?
Sure have.
Well, now, if you use that word, what could you be talking about?
Well, I could be talking about, fox. We talking about a possum. Coon.
Okay. And the word is?
Polecat.
Okay. And would you say that word? That'd be a, you know, the general word that means all those things.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that word?
What's the word you said?
Vomit.
Vomit, yeah, I'd say that word.
Okay. Well, now what about a dog? Would you call a dog a vomit? Or would it have to be a wild animal to be a vomit?
I'd just say a wild animal, a dog.
Okay. Have you ever heard a person called a vomit?
I don't think I have.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about this long and it lives in the ocean? You catch these things in nets. And when you cook them, they turn pink and curl up, sort of. And you have to pick them before you eat them. They've got a little kind of thin shell on them that feels sort of like plastic almost. When you pick them, you break off the head, you pull off the legs, you squeeze the tail. You know?
That's all I am on the day. You catch them?
You got it. They live out in the ocean and up in the rivers near the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And you catch them with a net, with a cast net. Go out and get them in a net. It's not an oyster, it's not a crab.
Seashell.
No, it's another one. It's a shrimp.
Shrimp?
Yeah. Do you ever eat them?
I sure do.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool...
draw up.
And what's another way to say draw up? Yeah, but would you ever use a word like shrink or?
Shrink, yeah.
Okay. What am I doing with my hand right now?
Point.
Okay. Would you say it again, please?
Point.
Okay. A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is a?
Coconut.
Yeah, and what's one that's a little smaller? A lot of people drink the juice for breakfast. The juice from this kind of fruit.
Pineapple.
Yeah, there's still another one though. It's a little bigger than a lemon.
Or a grapefruit.
It's in between size between a grapefruit and a lemon. Right. If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a...
garage.
To find out how tall somebody is, you might get a yardstick and...
measure.
People used to listen to the radio, but now a lot of people watch...
television.
If you need to sue somebody, you have to hire a...